You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the age of Bar Mitzvah, when he was 13 years old, we see that he's punishable. So the discussion is that Yishmael, when he was just asked to leave with his mother and they were in desert, so Hashem Yitbarach had pity on him, even though the angels, they were against it, because he's going to do terrible things later on, and so on. But we see Hashem let go with Ishmael, but this boy that stole money, had some steak, some meat, and some wine, he says that we have to punish him for whatever that might happen later on, because the way he's going through life, so then he's going to be a robber, commit a murder. So we get rid of him now. Why? Because it's better at this moment. He will be innocent. We get rid of him rather than he will be guilty. So what's the difference between him and Ishmael? Also Ishmael, his children, they did terrible things and they do still. We have pity on Ishmael. As the Gemara says, Ba'asher Husham, that means his status is clean at this moment. But for later on, we're not concerned about. But Sorer Moreh, we do concern what is going to happen later on. So why? You waiting for me?
Yesterday we couldn't find the answer.
Are you looked? Who is that?
Ishmael.
Ishmael? He did Teshuvah?
Yeah, he did also.
He did Teshuvah.
Yeah.
How do we know he did Teshuvah? What does it say?
There's hints of there of Abraham at that.
No, he respected Yitzhak Avinu. He let him to go first. Because Gemara learns, because he gave respect to Yitzhak. So that means he did teshuva, right? But the state doesn't answer about the outcome in the future.
How can we punish someone for something that we may do in the future?
So that's what the Torah says. We learned yesterday. So Sorer Moreh, that's what we do to him. That's what he says. We foresee, you know, what's going to happen later, so, you know, let's get, you know, clean up right now, and then the disaster will be later.
But there won't be any clean up in this case.
Which one? The Sorer Moreh?
Yeah, he wouldn't have an opportunity to do teshuva, that's what they're saying.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, thank you. Yes. So, but we, actually, at this moment, maybe we give him some type of, we put him on probation, whatever, slashes and so on, whatever he did wrong. Because it's not even, it's just a bar mitzvah boy. So now here, one thing that we learned, that how this brings, that the outcome of the little things is not going to stay little. You understand? Yeah?
Something is more starting could make a disaster later on.
Ah, right. Exactly. So now, for example, that never happens, you know, like when you study Igeret Haramban, Haramban suggests in the beginning of his letter that you always have to speak softly, not quietly. So what's the difference if you on a low volume or a high volume? What's the difference? Makes a difference. What's the difference?
Low volume has more effect than the high volume.
Has like a volume. Beautiful. Because low volume means peace, shalom, health. High volume means
force,
disaster.
Why?
It means it goes to anger, it goes to disrespect, it goes to embarrassing other people. That's a big difference. Low volume means that you mean well. But when you scream, that means I'm the boss here. That's what the high volume means. That means don't tell me what to do. Just listen to me. Don't say nothing. That's the high volume means. So now here, it's the same aspect, like, you know, the kids, you know, they play around. So usually the reaction of the parents are, okay, it's only a kid. It's only a kid. You're right, it's only a kid. But they're not going to stay a kid in this type of behavior, because it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and turns to a disaster. So now here, Torah Tamasha is teaching us that the subject is only a blueprint, it's a guideline. Never happened. Never happened. So this story teaches us, first of all, you have to know, if you don't grab it now, a tree that becomes crooked, then you cannot make it straight ever. That's what Surah Moreh means. That's a lesson. And that applies to anyone, everybody, and nobody's exempt. Now, here, Surah Moreh did something wrong. But Ishmael had something in his blood that is going to be passed down to his generation. As you see today, today it's called Pere Adam. They're wild. Why? Because he was wild, but at that moment he didn't do anything. So now Hashem said, leave him alone. Even though that is going to be contagious, his behavior for later generation, we leave him alone. But this guy, this boy, he did something terrible. Even though it was a little terrible, little, it's going to be turned to disaster. That's one answer. The answer, other answer here is, we're talking about Ishmael. Who was his parents?
Abraham.
So now in this case, it's a big difference. Why? Because Surah Moreh, the parents are not getting along. They're fighting, they're arguing, they're not agreeing in one matter, because it says that the Torah informs us that they go to the court and they say, he does not listen to our voice. What does our voice mean? Because we had one guideline. Not that I said something and my wife said something else. Because if there's such a case, we don't make him a punishable boy. So here we see that actually the problem that this boy went through, because the parents were not getting along. He didn't have one straight guideline. He was pulled from both sides. But Ishmael, his Abba, is a holy man. Even Hagar, well, he left his father's, her father's palace and so on, like Concierge Sadiqid and so on. So you see, Ishmael did make it to Shuva. Now, there's an insight about this guideline that it was never practiced. He says in the Mishlei, Shema b'ni musar avicha, va'al titosh torat imecha. Shema avi, Shema b'ni, torat avicha, musar avicha, va'al titosh torat imecha. So Mishlei says that Ribono Shel Olam is called Av Abba and Ima, because he says you have to listen to guidelines of Musar Avicha Val Titosh Torat Imecha. So here he says that Ribono Shel Olam is like our father and mother. So now here they learn a very interesting thing. He says the Ben Surah Moreh, the boy that is Nachalav, actually is Am Yisrael. When it says the parents that bring the kid to the court, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Am Yisrael to the court. So that means the inside of this story is all about Am Yisrael and Ribono Shel Olam. And why? Because we read in Shema every day. What do we read in Shema? What do we say? What do we say? No. Yishamero. Yishamero pen. Yifte. Davchem. Vesartem. Minaderech. So here, and then he says, right away, v'charav Hashem. What does it mean? That means here, the whole story of the parents and the kid actually talks about Hashem and Am Yisrael. Why? Because Ribono Shel Olam is telling us, listen, it's not like that, you know, you're a little bit, you lax, you become careless. This is going to turn to a disaster. It's not like, you know, it's okay, don't worry, no, it's going to be okay. That you have to be very cautious, that Chas v'Shalom would not be careless. Because the end, the outcome, Chas v'Shalom, is exactly the story of the Ben Solomon. But we see, Chas v'Shalom, Am Yisrael, they're very chazak, very, very, very careful. That whatever that Avinu Shebashamayim expects from us, we have to bring about exactly. Yeah. So that's the whole story of Ben Solomon. He says, Shema Beni Musar Avicha, Vartito Sholadimecha. So that means the whole story about the parent and the kids, that the parents have been getting along and the kid became so more, applies to Ribono Shel Olam and Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, they're not listening to Hashem. Why? Because they listen to the Yetzer. The Yetzer. How do you write Yetzer? So when you open the Yetzer, what do you get? Yud, Sadi, and Resh. Right? Yud, Sadi, and Resh. You follow what happened? Yetzer, you write the Yud, Tzadi, and Resh. So when you take the Yetzer out, you have Shakai. You follow? You have to write it down. It's a little bit complicated. You follow what happened?
When you take the Yud out, and Shin Kuf Yud.
Shin Dalet Yud. That means inside of the Yetzer is Shakai. The name of the Mezuzah. Can you believe this? Inside of the Yetzer is Shakai. What does that mean?
Even within that there is something protected. Hazak Baruch
said that means that you'll be able to control your Yetzer. You have the Shakai will be engraved inside of you. So that means any step of the Yetzer brings you the holy name of Shakai. You know what that is? What an opportunity it is? That the Yetzer brings you such an opportunity. But this Sorer Mora, unfortunately, was not able to control himself. But here, Baruch Hashem, we had the timing right before Mashiach Tzidkenu that we bring about many, many Shakai, Bezat Hashem, and the Kaddishim Shamayim, Bezat Hashem.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.